Hi, this is Tamsin McJenna. I play Lucy on Killjoys, and you're listening to Rack Rants.
Come, come, come uninvited. Fire. I don't care which side that you fight it. Gonna get you gone.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Rack Rants, a Killjoys fan podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Hank.
And not only do we have our regular recap episode this week about episode 6, but we have a super duper awesome special guest, Lucy herself, Tamsin McDonough, on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
And did he say your name right?
He did.
McDonough.
I killed it.
Good, because he murders names
McDonough,
usually.
Like McDonough, like D-U-N-N-A, but that's close. I'll give it a pass. Yeah.
Thank God I got close enough, because I have really butchered people's names.
Oh, no.
Butcher's mine.
Yeah, I do butcher Hank's name quite a bit. Butcher, you know, my mom's name whenever she podcasts with us as well. So
yeah, so you're an equal opportunity butchering.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But we are very excited to have you because, holy crap, Lucy in physical form in this episode. We are ready for you to tell us all about this and how much fun it was to actually shoot scenes as a real life person.
In general, it was freaking great. It was tricky though, because as just the regular bot, as just one of the fembots, it was hard because I was just jonesing to just break out and just have fun with the Lucy bot. So it was, those were fun though, to just be the regular bots, but it was just like, okay, I'm ready. Let's Lucy bot this thing up.
The bots were incredible in this episode. I don't know why they slightly reminded me of like Austin Powers for just a split second.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, who doesn't love the Austin Powers fembots? Those are great.
Well, I think it's just any fembots are going to remind you of other fembots.
Exactly.
You know. So it's just, I think they did a really cool job though of making them very edgy, very modern, but just mostly really edgy, you know? So these were kind of slick, slightly scary fembots.
Oh, they were definitely badass.
Yeah.
If I was Johnny and Davin, I would have been cowering at that point. Especially as you know, I think it was Dav that tried to punch one in the abs, and
yeah, what abs?
He hurt his hand. So
yes,
yeah, I definitely don't blame him there. So, how does it feel to be another victim to the curse of John Jacoby?
Right.
Oh my goodness. I know. What I mean,
we did tell Aaron when he was on that he said he's kind of like the male Black Widow. Poor Johnny.
Poor Johnny. I mean, you know, I thought at least, you know, I mean, Lucy did still stick around, but in a physical form, yeah, they just boom, you know, his Black Widow magic just killed another one off. It was very sad. It was a good death though. I think it was a good death.
I think so. It was you went out like a hero, for sure.
A hero.
I mean, Lucy's been the hero many, many times, but this was Lucy the hero in real life form, and it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Saving him. It was very nice.
Yeah, it
was
fun.
What was your favorite moment? Did you have a favorite moment? Was it that action stuff? Or was it that kiss, that moment?
It's funny, though, because I was thinking, should I say the kiss, or does that sound creepy?
People must be flipping out over that kiss still, because, you know, fans were talking about that way back at the beginning.
I know. But it's just because it's so cute. And I was looking at this, sounds so funny, but sometimes as an actor, you forget that you're actually playing that person. And so you look at the rollback, and the first thing I do is, oh, she looks so happy. And like, she's like this big puppy that is so excited that she finally gets, you know, this thing
right.
That she's been looking for. So I just thought it was such a sweet moment. And then the little, you know, it was just such a lovely, sweet moment. And just to me, Lucy is trying, I think she's like the golden retriever pet that is trying so hard to be human. She really wants to be human and hanging out with everybody and doing their thing. She feels a little separated being the ship, you know.
Yeah.
So this was her chance to, I'm one of the pack, you know, I'm one of the rack pack here. So I just thought it was really sweet.
I thought it was a great kiss. I was curious, how many takes did that take for you guys to get that?
Well, I kept screwing them up, of course.
Oh, of course.
We just had to keep doing it over and over. I mean, it took like 2 days to shoot it. So, you know. No, I mean, everybody on set is just so good that it just flies along. So it's like, what? What do you mean we're done. I still had, you know, didn't we have other angles we needed to know? Okay.
That is awesome. I'm sure Aaron thought that scene was awesome because, especially for us fans, I mean, it was the culmination of everything that everybody's wanted since season one, and to see it on the screen was pretty damn epic. I know it was one of Hank's favorite things from the episode. Did you have an actual favorite moment or scene in this episode, or what was that it?
Well, what actually was, I think, the favorite part for me is a little tiny chunk where right before he sort of looks at me and says, okay, yeah, it's true, and leans in and kisses me, is Davin in the corner going, oh, no.
Yeah, his face. Buddy.
And this that is just was going, great. What's the problem? I don't see a problem. This sounds good to me. So it somehow, it just had this mixture of sweet and cute, a little bit romantic. I'm going to say it wasn't a bad kiss for a robot. Romantic, but also had this humor in it somehow. These writers just did such a good job, and the director, he was so good, and that he just managed to somehow melt all those things in together. And so that did, including Davin's look of, oh, that was, that old chunk was my favorite.
I loved your interaction with Dav a little bit earlier whenever it was time for him to get naked, and he was trying to get away from it, you know, as the other fembots were tearing his clothes off, and yours just says, stop talking, be naked.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
She's efficient. She was a very efficient fembot. Yeah.
She was. She was definitely very, very efficient.
Yeah.
Do you think that any of the fan shipping influenced bringing Lucy into an android body? Because I know that people have been talking about that since
day
one.
Yeah, since pretty quickly. I mean, it's just, again, you know, I keep saying the writers, but they do. They just did such a good job of somehow making it this very authentic relationship that people mm-hmm. really wanted to see more of. And it's hard to say, because I know Michelle has, you know, she's got 6 seasons planned out. She knows where she's going. So,
yeah.
And that's one pretty freaking smart lady. So it's hard to say whether she saw that already and was planning for it and moving in that direction, or if the fans sort of bumped it, or if, you know, she was already there, or if it came out of left field. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I think that no matter what, it was a smart move, because it was just fun, and it really drew the fans in, I think. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So does Lucy actually love Johnny?
In her robot way, she does, yes.
Only in a robot way.
Well, it's just, she's not full. I mean, she's AI, but she's, you know, she hasn't gotten there yet. You know, I mean, she's still a Jarvis, and Jarvis loves his Iron Man, but, you know, he's, you know, he can't fully realize love yet.
Right. So Lucy is Johnny's Jarvis, does that mean she's going to come to be a person or an individual all the time?
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be
great.
That would be pretty awesome. That was something I kept thinking was going to happen eventually. You know, whenever you see these two characters, well, you don't see them, but you hear them,
right.
Both of them in season one. And I think that's something I was talking to Hank and I believe Aaron with as well, because we talked about the curse of John Jacoby, and, you know, Lucy's been the one constant.
Yes.
Until now, of course, until the one time that she gets the kiss, and then she's dead now because she kissed John. But she's always been there for him and everything. And I know he's got a little bit of a relationship right now with Potter, and mm-hmm. you know, maybe that might.
So
go
I'm somewhere. Worried for Potter. That's yeah, all yeah. I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. Aren't we all a little scared for Potter?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Very, very scared, especially after what she did to the Jelko guy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm worried for his return. We thought he was going to be this huge big bad and everything, and he hasn't made a return yet as of episode 6.
Oh, he'll be
back. But I'm still very, very worried about his character coming back. So another question that we had off of this episode, whenever Johnny and Potter, they're having their conversations on the ship, on Lucy and everything, and immediately after he gets off the comm phone, the comm satellite, and he tells Lucy to erase those messages. And there was a little bit of a hesitation, it seemed like, because Lucy's like, no, this is protocol. I can't erase these messages and everything. They should be archived. How long do you think Lucy's going to be able to keep John's secrets? And is that going to lead to conflict?
I know. I'm worried about that, too, because, you know, her loyalties are very split. She may love John, But she's not only loyal to Dutch, who, you know, Johnny is now keeping things from Dutch. You know, she's a little scared of Dutch. So, yeah. You know, there's a healthy respect and fear there. But, you know, there's a loyalty. And I think that that's something that fans and I really love about Lucy. It's one of my favorite things, is that she is very loyal. So I think she's conflicted, you know, because she, I think she can see what's going on, and or she has an inkling of what's going on. And so I think that she's in her own way uncomfortable and doesn't quite know what to do yet. And so I have a feeling that may blow up somehow.
How is it going to blow up? There's not going to be a literal blow up, is there? The ship's not going to blow up. We need Lucy in our lives.
I agree. I'm not biased or anything, but I agree.
Lucy definitely needs to stick around on the show. 6 seasons. I need to be there.
That's right. Exactly. 6 seasons.
Before we move on to some other questions that we had, do you have anything that's been, you know, some of your favorite things to shoot, some favorite scenes that you've been able to shoot over the season and 6 episodes that we've gotten thus far?
I do like it when, of course, you know, being an actor, I do like it when she gets to goof around a little bit and gets to have some fun, you know, like with the sending all the kids off to school and saying, you know, whatever it was, you know, play nice and share your lunches or something, you know. And right. I think that, you know, I feel her glee in being able to just sort of throw these little things in here and there. So I think that that's really fun. And there's a couple episodes coming up where she spars with people, and I think she likes that. And I think that's her sort of enjoying the human side and the AI side sort of sneaking out. So I do like it when her AI side comes out a little bit more. And we get to play. So I play a little bit more in the studio. You know.
Yeah. Nice. You had a great one in episode 5 with Klein, whenever Klein was talking down about the tech on the ship. You told him to go outside.
Yeah. Basically. Why don't you go outside? Yeah. See how the tech is out there or something. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's fun because I get the sheet and the huge, beautiful screen in front of me. And then I start moving down through the lines, and then one comes up and I'm like, oh, hang on. I have to have a little chuckle for a minute here.
Do you ever get onto set, or was this like the first time?
No, I think this was
all done in post
time. Yeah. I mean, cause I've seen everybody and hung out with everybody elsewhere, but yeah, I think that was the first time I was actually on set. It's one of those things where you sort of want to keep out of everybody's way and, you know, show up on set, then people have to break from their job to, you know, walk you around and stuff like that. So, you know, I didn't sort of want to bug people. So,
right.
Yeah, usually it's in post, and I get to deal with all the post people, who are a really cool bunch, really interesting. And it's just a very different vibe when it's all post, and it's mostly, you know, sound people. So, yeah, it's fun.
For episode 6, did you actually shoot the action sequences as well? Did you do the stunts in this episode, or did you have a stunt double that came in? Or
I had a very amazing stunt double who came in, she's good. And she also, I think she does some of Dutch's stunt doubles, so she's nice. Just really, really good.
She's like an extreme badass, basically.
She right? is an extreme badass. Awesome. Yeah, she's got a lot more muscles than me. but she, we tried to shoot, I basically shot everything. Okay. And then there were certain pieces where, I'm just, you know, this was my first time doing these kind of stunts. I've done very passive stunts where I'm thrown off a building or I'm thrown into a wall, but to be actually the aggressor and to be, you know, smashing people around and so on, because, you know, it just hasn't been something I've done a lot of. So for instance, when I drop, Aaron right out of frame, I just couldn't do it. I kept dropping to the floor with him to catch him. Just because he would have, if that mat, because as you're walking, they have to slide the mat in. It has to hit at a very specific point. And, you know, I had just met these people that day, and they're very good. It's just, you just don't know people well enough to sort of be able to drop somebody else flat on their back and head, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward.
It's terrifying. I was really scared to, you know, that he would get hurt. So it was, I just said finally, okay, we need a stunt person to drop him. So, and she did a wonderful job, and I think it took once or twice, and it was just so much better when she did it. So
it did look really, really incredible. The fight scenes in this episode.
Oh, good. I haven't seen them yet, so I'm really excited to see them. But
so that was the first time that you had met Aaron as well, or
no? Because I met him at Fan Expo. He was the first one I had met. Although Tom and I have hung out a bunch, but the first main cast I had met was at Fan Expo, and I met Michelle Lavretta there as well.
Okay.
Or not Matt. Sorry, no, I had been doing post with her. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun, and
that's interesting though, because you have such a, you know, as Lucy, the character and everything with Johnny, they have such great rapport, and it is amazing how you can get such great rapport in post.
And they never met, right?
Yeah, because you would think that, you know, you guys just hang out 24/7, best buddies and everything, because they work so well with one another. So what was that like as far as the audition process and everything? How did you come into Killjoys?
I was actually out in Vancouver at the time, and I got called to go in. I guess they'd been doing auditions in Toronto, and just weren't quite finding the right flavor. And I had done an episode of Lost Girl, and the character was very snarky and very smartass. So I remember something, you know, don't quote me, but I remember something along the lines of, you know, we really like the character from Lost Girl, give us a bit of that flavor. So I just went in, sort of, you know, looked at what I wanted to do with Lucy, pulled a bit of flavor from the character's name was Janet, and knocked them together, and they really liked it. So, just sort of seemed to flow very quickly, did a second one right away, and then, okay, come on out to Toronto, and shot. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think I found out a couple of days before Christmas, and then we started shooting first week of January, something like that. So,
oh man, that is rapid. You don't even hear about that in like any regular old job and anything. That's
it
really
was fast,
crazy.
Yeah. And they had already finished shooting in November, I believe.
Oh.
So there was no way to go and meet everybody, because otherwise, yeah, I would have popped onto set and said hi just to sort of get an idea, but. I remember Michelle at Fan Expo, she was saying that the character kind of changed quite a bit just because of, and this happens so often with casting, you know, they often say, you know, we wrote something and we thought this is the direction we wanted to go. And then just as casting moved along, we realized we wanted to go in a different direction.
Wow. And I was going to ask, was the ship always Lucy, or was it ever like a guy?
No, it was actually, I can't remember what name it used to have, but it used to have a slightly older woman type name, and they wanted more of a matronly person, more of a mother figure. And I guess, I'm not sure, but I guess maybe it didn't quite work in relation to what was going on or the energy. I'm not sure.
Right.
They said they decided to you know, go younger. And then when Michelle and everybody was sitting working with me for the first couple of episodes, you know, it's this huge screen and the actors are really good, and I was just getting so much from them, from their performances, that it just became this really easy thing to develop this rapport. And I guess it came out because in the character description it says Lucy plays favorites, especially with John, or something like that. So I guess my brain sort of grabbed that and ran with it, and it became more of a flirtation thing. And so, you know, Michelle said, yeah, so we just went with it.
Yeah, it definitely works.
Yeah.
So is this your first voice acting role, or have you done voice acting in the past or previously?
I've done a few commercials here and there, but this is definitely my first role.
Okay.
You know, gone out for a few animation things here and there, but yeah, this is my first big voice part. So it's been really fun, and just getting to, you know, understand how it all works, and you know, being with the fans. And this is my first real sci-fi too. Lost Girl, there was a bit, but I sort of didn't really understand or the scope or anything. So Killjoys was really my foray into, oh my gosh, these fans are amazing.
I bet. Well,
these people are incredible. So you know, started or got my Twitter account going. I had started a long time ago, but never did anything with it. So
I was going to say, how fun has that been? Yeah.
Oh,
on Twitter.
Gosh, it is so much fun. It's just the best. Like, even like when can you sit in your living room and chat with people who are watching the show for the first time, for, you know, this season for the first time in the UK? And you're just chatting away with them. It's phenomenal, yeah. You know?
That is pretty incredible. Sometimes it's a bad thing, but I can't imagine it being a bad thing for you on Twitter. I don't know who in their right mind wouldn't love the person that plays Lucy.
Like, aw, thank you.
Well, you know how it is. I'm sure you've seen it for, you know, some probably, you know, fellow friends or anything on social media. People are crazy on there. So hopefully,
yeah, I know that Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters all of a sudden had some horrible problems, and it was just. This is 2016. What's wrong with people?
Oh, believe me. I do a YouTube channel as well. And it's like, Miss Odette's, what is it? It's Miss
Odette's. Yes, Miss Odette's Modern Handbook to Manners. Miss Odette is very wordy, so she likes everything to have a lot of words in it.
Yes,
so.
It is a tongue twister right there.
Exactly.
I was having troubles. You know, we said earlier, I butcher names. Definitely okay. Butchered that. But yeah, so I do YouTube as well, and man, people will leave some of the meanest comments you've ever heard in your life, and you're just like, how did you just say that? And
yeah, why are people so damn mean? Yeah. Why?
I think they're just, I know this is a very Pollyanna answer, and sadly I am a Pollyanna, but I just think they're unhappy, and so they're just spewing bile and, you know, whatever it is to make up for the fact that they're having a bad life or a bad day or whatever it is. So it's... Yeah. Sucks that you can't just go and eat some chocolate and grab a glass of wine, but okay.
I don't know what's wrong with them. That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
Sure. Bring on the chocolate, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Because I was curious about the voice acting, because that's one of, I love speaking to voice actors. I'm a big fan of the Telltale video game series. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all.
I'm really bad with the video game stuff.
No, it's quite all right, but I would say if you're really loving doing the voice acting work, because they have phenomenal stories. For one, we have spoken many times to she's the lead on the Walking Dead Telltale series, so they do them based off of either famous comic books or like right now they have one for Batman. You might love that. I don't know, I would look into it, because they're out of San Francisco right too, so
they have a Game of Thrones too, right?
Yeah, they had Game of Thrones. Jeez. Telltale, yeah. But yeah,
Telltale.
Yeah, I think you would be perfect for that. I mean, I understand not big into voice acting, but...
Oh, I just love acting. I mean, if it's voice, you're on screen, whatever it is, that's, you know, I think if you really, truly love acting, you just want to play all kinds of characters. Like, as soon as I heard, so my agent phoned and said, hi, okay, so we have a role for you in a new sci-fi. I'm like, ooh, excellent. Okay, it's going in for the character of Lucy, great. And she's a spaceship. Excuse me? Can you repeat that, please? And so, but as soon as she said it's a spaceship, I went, yes, like it was.
That's cool.
When else do you get to do that? Like that's the fun of being an actor. You know, I've played a crackhead. I've played a drag queen. I've played a spaceship now, you know, so it's that's why I'm an actor. It's just being able to do all these things and tell stories, whether it's telling them, you know, just verbally or telling them, you know, just physically or both. It's to me, it's all fun.
Yeah, and voice acting, you can go do it in your PJs. So
it's true, you can. Yes.
Best
I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was just wondering, I mean, what's next for Lucy? Can you hint at maybe we'll see her again or anything like that?
I don't know. Honestly,
it's just kind of a one and done.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. They haven't said either way. It's just, you know, it's I think with sci-fi, it's always kept very close to the chest.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
Because you know the fans will love it. They're going to eat this episode up and they're going to want more.
I hope so, because it was really fun. So I mean, I would love to play Lucy Bott again. I thought she was just adorable. Like even, you know, and I think that even what they said, she's like a big giant puppy. I'm like,
right.
She is. She's like a big giant puppy.
It would be great to get a little bit more of that. Yeah.
It'd be fun. But, you know, so just, I'm just excited to see what they come up with next. So, you know.
Season 3.
Season three. Get it going.
Are you watching them each week? Is that the first time you've seen the episodes, or?
It's the first time I see them fully. Depending on how many lines I have in that episode for the voiceover work as Lucy, then I see more or less of it. So, you know, it just depends. So, you know, some of them I end up seeing kind of the whole thing and I get a feel for it, but some are just couple lines here and there if they're down on the ground most of the time.
That's cool. I mean, that's got to be a lot of fun too, though, especially doing the live tweeting and everything. If you're seeing them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, as the fans are seeing them, and you're as surprised as they are.
Cause totally.
Yeah, this episode is people are gonna go nuts for it. They're gonna love the crap out of it. I have one of the things that I want to ask. Yeah, it's Hank's favorite. Yeah.
Five bacons.
We rate things out of bacons here on the podcast because we love bacon. Yeah, this is definitely a five bacon episode.
Five bacon. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. I want to play a game, but this may not go on the podcast, so who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about Dutch earlier and how you're a little bit scared of Dutch. And, I mean, who wouldn't be? She's not only – she's a badass – and sometimes she can be scary when she kills people, as she did,
in this episode.
Yeah, this episode.
That was pretty violent, too.
Yeah.
It was. It was very. I was surprised by that. And the sex scene. We talked about that a little bit before. Hank and I did. This episode
had a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah.
We're not expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. It was. And how good is that actor? What a great job he did.
Why is my name blanking right now on his name? Shoot. That's terrible.
Well, he was great. I hope we see him again.
Me too. Well, he's from Tyrant.
Oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really great. And I'm just the worst person right now because I'm just blanking. Because the only names I know right now because I'm staring is Justin Gregory and Henry A. Otero.
Yeah, you're like, I've got those two names down.
Those two names are staring at me, so I don't actually know my mom's name. Anybody else's right now.
Yeah, well, he was great. Hopefully he does make a return because he added some more mystery and intrigue, which the show loves to add.
I want him and I want Clara back. Both of those. Everyone else has been great, too. But those
Clara
two
was awesome. Yeah.
Those two have been the highlights for me. I think they were really phenomenal.
You just made best friends with Hank. That's for sure.
Oh.
He's for every life. Every week. He brings her back up again. But she was awesome. I mean, she had like a triple shotgun arm, basically.
No.
So it was incredible. But the game I wanted to play with you is, you said you also are supposed to play favorites to Johnny, but we're going to play a little quick game of F, Marry, Kill, and you have to pick between Dutch, Johnny, or Davin.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. This is I don't envy you because I think this is impossible.
Jeez, I don't – yeah. That would be a really hard one for Lucy.
Because if you say you're going to kill Dutch, I feel like Dutch may be able to come back and, come after you again. So
yeah, probably. No, but you see, I think Davin is – there's something about Davin, though, in that there's some really crazy mystery going on with him whether it was what they were talking about the last episode. Oh, and how much fun was it when they swapped bodies?
Oh, that was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun was that? I loved that. I was just giggling like a crazy person. Is that I think there's something more with Davin. So I think I'd need to get rid of him because I would be scared that he could come back and get me.
Oh.
Things went awry in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You got to take out I think that Davin is coming up as being a pretty powerful player here.
And he may have the Johnny Jacoby curse as well. Cause,
I know.
At the end of this episode, does not look good for Sabine. So
it's just true.
Maybe it's just a Jacoby curse.
It might just be a Jacoby curse. I think I would marry Johnny because I need to have Johnny in my life at all times. And I'm assuming there will be some effing if I marry Johnny. And then I might as well F Dutch.
I think you played it perfectly.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right.
That's very, very nicely done. Very nicely done.
I mean, Dutch is beautiful. And obviously, Lucy seems to swing a little bit. She likes Clara, so.
I think so. She did have some sparks with Clara. There was something going on there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of social media that you were talking about earlier, where can the Killjoys fans follow you and find out what you're doing, what you're up to, or just live tweet along with you as they watch the show?
The live tweeting is at Red Tamsen, TAMSEN. I'm trying to get my Instagram going a bit better. I'm a bit of a flaky actor, and so I get excited about one set of social media, and I kind of hang on to that for dear life. So so I will be trying to get better at the Instagram and Facebook. So those are both at Red Tamsen as well.
Awesome.
Oh, no, sorry. Facebook is Tamsen McD.
Okay, Tamsen McD. Awesome. Well, we are super glad that you joined us to chat about Killjoys and everything else. We really appreciate you coming on. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys have been really wonderful in supporting, and Hank, I see all the work you're doing on Facebook as well, and it's really great, and it keeps the fans so jazzed and informed, and you know, just keeps creating more and more, and you guys are creating such a great buzz for everybody, so we really appreciate it.
The show is up like 58% or something, I think, last Friday. So
yeah, something like 700 something million, right? Or 770,000 or something. Yeah,
it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's season all, 3.
That's when jacks it up again. So
yeah, we need to get back to that million.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
Very exciting. Well, thanks again so much for coming on with us. If you have anything you want to email us, it's just rantpocalypse@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us as we chatted with Tamsin. And make sure to check out our episode 6 recap for Killjoys. And that's all we got. So bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. I share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something. All that